Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Welcome, everyone. This is Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy, host of the Home Business Success Show, and you are listening to bizradio.us, all entrepreneurs, all the time. My guest today is the president of an online nutritional supplement company and author of a transformational new book. We'll meet him in a few minutes, right after my 2 cents marketing minute. Are you passionate about politics? Here's my best advice. Keep it away from your business pages. Do whatever you like on your personal Facebook page, but don't mix politics and business. It can really turn off present and future customers. Better to keep it all strictly business. My guest today, Rick Kroll, is the president of Oxygen America, a cutting-edge online nutritional supplement company, and he's the author of Finding Your Greater Self Through Writing. Rick describes himself as a continuous channel for information, using methods and practices to develop the inner strength to enhance the lives of those ready for more. He says he came to the realization 6 years ago that he no longer needed proof of the existence of the infinite intelligence that allowed him to continuously receive information on the intricacies of life. Rick says he was always in the right place at the right time, groomed through trials, tests, and tribulations. He made choices that allowed for unending knowledge, wisdom, and insights to enhance his life and the lives of others. Rick Kroll put himself to the test and went all in on his guidance to see what was behind the curtain of life. He says his mission is to help you connect with your greater self through writing, to face yourself by getting involved in your life. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello. Hey, before we get into your book, if you would just tell us briefly about Oxygen America.
Okay. 20 years ago, I started the Oxygen America company with a partner, and we have supplements that are like none other. We have frequency enhanced supplements that a frequency could actually a mineral could actually contain a frequency. And when you have these supplements, you're not only getting the supplements, you're also getting the frequency. And one time, you know, I've been doing this 20 years, that I changed the frequency of one of the products, and it was 5,000 bottles. I sent them to Italy, and they told me, "You changed the formula." I said, "I did not." I said, "Yes, you did." I go, "No." I go, "I didn't think anybody could tell." They told I had to take back 5,000 bottles.
That's an expensive lesson, 5,000 bottles. So I guess you don't mess with the formula or the frequencies. But Oxygen America, I take a number of their products too, and I like them a lot. And you could find them online at oxygenamerica.com. That being said, we won't dwell too long on Oxygen America, but it's cool that you're the president of this company and that it's been in business 20 plus years. But now, if you would, please tell us about the journey that led you to the transformations that inspired you to write the book, Finding Your Greater Self Through Writing.
Oh, where does it all begin? That's the question. It could have been a long, long time ago. Today is the 6th of the 6th of June, and this is like an anniversary of one of the miracles that happened in my life. I was like 8. And you don't know where it begins, but you know when you notice it. When did you really notice it? It was about 6 years ago. It really became forefront. I was not a writer. I never was a writer. I was just a regular person. Didn't go to college, went to vocational school. But I always was interested in a little bit beyond the average person, little the depths of life. And 6 years ago, on the way to the beach for sunrise, I came to a conclusion, and I kind of understood everything, and it blew my mind. I started crying, and I said, "Oh my God, do I know a lot?" It was staggering. I was crying uncontrollable. And let's see. And then I became a writer. Oh, before that, I said, I got to go find my people after this like traumatic experience of knowing. And I said, I got to go find my people. And I wound up going to Thailand and meeting the prime minister of Thailand.
That's quite a trip. I'd like to interject one thing here, that when Rick says, I came to the realization that, wow, do I know a lot? We're not speaking from ego here. He's not putting himself on a platform that's high above everybody else. It was an inner knowingness that suddenly a lot of the information that came from a higher place was being revealed. It wasn't like, you know, I know this and you don't, but it's like windows and doors opened, and it led to a transformation in life. Am I right?
And yes, but this is what it was really like. Well, I know this to be true. Yeah, all right. And you know this to be true. Yeah, okay. And then this is true. Yeah, and that's true. And then this, that, and this, that. Oh, my God. Kaboom. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. And then I became a writer. I was at the right place at the right time with the right people. And it was, I made myself in Thailand, not here. It was the right time, right place, and I went all in. I had to see what was behind the curtain. And I don't know anybody who would go all in on a gut feeling. I mean, everything pushed in. People thought I was nuts at the time for everything I owned. But when I recovered, holy smoke, it was like I became just more and more information constantly poured through me. And I wrote it down and I just kept writing it, and information kept talking and writing. And it isn't talking, it's like impressions, like, oh, that's a good idea. But the thing that I learned, I taught myself through this. Let's see, I would get one thought, and you know, the thoughts are, you know, I went to write about that one thought and the whole page filled up. The one thought was, it was good, but I filled up with the whole page. It was a tale behind it of more and more information that I couldn't get in my brain because I only could get that one thought. All of a sudden there's a whole page full, maybe at times a couple pages full. So that's what happened. And I taught myself the information that just coming through, I just kept learning from it. And I say, I want to teach myself, this is for me and others. As I grow daily, I want to give this out to the people that are interested. And it never ends and never stops. And I never wanted to.
Yeah, sometimes life will surprise us when we fall into something that seems so right and so natural and may even be, you know, if we think that we have a life's purpose, maybe that really turns out to be our life's purpose. I want to ask you this. Why is it important to journal each day and to even write about things that you found difficult in your life?
That another thing came to me. Another thing that, I taught myself. Your brain can't expand on a thought. It can't expand like you could do in writing. You could get that one thought, but like I said before, there's a lot more to it, and you can't grab it in your brain. Thoughts are like smoke. You cannot grab them. They have to be put on paper. And I was just writing today, when you write, you're making like a contract with yourself. You're bringing down the invisible to the visible world. The next step is writing. And the next step is to putting it into action. Writing is the most important thing you could do in your life. I don't care what you have, do or whatever. Writing. That's why all the real thinkers always carry a pad with them. They never know when that inspiration is going to strike. And I don't know it either, but it comes daily. The more you do it, the more it happens. That's it. The more you do it, the more it happens. Journaling is one thing, but there's so much more to it. You, in writing, you could clean up your past, tear off the scabs of the wounds and that still haunt you to this day that you had in the past, years and years ago. Time means nothing, because to some small degree, the person that stole your lunch money, pushed you in the mud or whatever, it has an effect on you today. And you get another and another and another. And oh my God, look how I became from my past. So get into that and exercise that out. But when you write about that, go back in time. When you write about it, you got to look from an objective, non-judgmental view. Nobody hurt you. No pain involved. This time you are no longer the victim. You are looking at it from the higher viewpoint, you see? So clean up your past, regain that captured energy that was left in a misunderstood experience. And because where you're going to be going, you need everything you can get, every little bit.
So when you say look at it from a higher viewpoint, are we talking along the lines of observe the incident as if you were someone else watching, like looking at a movie or looking at something that wasn't painful? It's just, this is the unraveling of the experience. And now that you've let it unravel, then you can begin to put it behind you.
Totally correct. That's how it works. You got to look at non-judgmental objectively. Objective, you are no longer the victim who went through that experience. You're watching someone who went through that experience. And you don't have to, and you're no longer the victim. You didn't hurt me. You hurt that person, but you didn't hurt this person.
Because this person has gone through transformations and changes, and by breaking free of the past, really no longer is that person. That person maybe informs some of who we are, but at the same time, that person isn't who we are.
You were the person that was. You were the victim. You are no longer the victim. That's how you recapture your energy back. You are no longer the victim. And see, you built your life around that experience. And believe it or not, that's you did. And there's one other step besides that, cleaning up your past, is you could do what I have in my second book, Coming Up, mm-hmm. Merging with Your Greater Self. It says you could do it came to me, of course. It just comes to me. The lights off technique. Lights off technique is where it's dark. Barely shadows, and you call up that energy and you talk to it. You let it out. You yell at it, scream at it, jump at it, ask it, talk to it. And then as far as you could call that same experience you had, but this time it's really there. Time means nothing. Time means nothing. You could go back in time, 100, 20 years, whatever. It doesn't matter. But you could talk to it, and you could talk to it at a different level than you did. It's the same thing as writing, but you're doing the talking to it. You could write about it, I wrote about it objectively and stuff, but you could talk to it too. Lights off, standing up, standing off, lights off, and you just conjure it up, conjure that energy up. and talk to it. But you, again, you're no longer the victim. So you get it on two levels, the writing and the talking.
Right. And would you say after you've done the Lightsaw technique and you've talked to the experience, then afterwards, when you turn the lights on again, there may be yet some more that you have to write about?
Yeah, that's what I also say. Keep a dim light in the in a corner of the room. You see, the whole thing got to be dimly lit. And man, you're going to get experiences where you're going to get impressions that you couldn't get before because you weren't dealing on that level. You're doing the talking level now. You're bringing that energy in there. The writing, you are observing, like watching a movie. But this one, you're actually the player in the movie. And you talk to it, and you're no longer the victim. You're speaking your piece, and you're just, I said before, you yelled. You don't have to yell. There's no yelling involved. I mean, that was a mistake. No, you jump up and down, no screaming. Not necessary. You talk at it, you just say, now this is how I felt. And as far as, but you feel that energy. You feel that energy you're communicating with. No longer the victim. So you clean it up on two levels. And you recapture that lost, misunderstood energy.
In your book, you speak about how people need to get involved in their own lives to make changes. What do you really mean by that?
You must get involved. We go through our lives like robots, not paying attention to anything. We just go, let me go to eat. I eat. I put food in my body. There's a little bit more to life than just meets the eye. I practice this. It comes to me again. I practice it. I do everything I say. And I say, a lot of people eat watching the computer, TV, whatever it is. No. You're not putting your attention on your life. You stare at a plant, go look at a plant and it's like you're able to get more as far as not just a robot just watching his stuff, watching his thing and not paying attention to what you're doing. That's getting involved in your life. Paying attention to what you're doing. Like I said, you could plan your life. You get all the people that get a pad, number it 1 to 100, whatever. Name all the people that are in your life. Just number it. Give them a page number. Just keep boom, boom, boom. And you're getting involved in your life. And then you write something about each one on that page. One, you go to page 1, 2, or 5, whoever they are. And you write something about them. Maybe it happened today or every day, more something you could think of, but you could always go to that book. You are the CEO of You Incorporated. You got to see what you have to work with. Fall back. Don't go out there and just start pushing. Now, build yourself first. Build that company first. And then you prove you to yourself. And it's easy to prove you to anybody else because you breathe it, you live it. So get involved in your life is everything. It's every little thing you do. If you have a trauma, or something really upsetting, don't just wallow in it inside your head. Write about it. You could feel that energy that was going out from that trauma, pulling it back when you start writing. Because you're going for your greater self, not the uncontrollable. You're gaining control of yourself. You're going from the controlled to the controller.
Right, not the wounded inner child who's still trying to get over what happened when you were 7 years old kind of thing. It's amazing how quickly time flies, and we're actually almost out of time. But is there anything, if you could tell people one thing about finding their greater self through writing, what might it be?
It's something we have to know. We all have to know. It's you must write. You just can't do it. You don't have it between the ears. You're not built like that. You're built as far as you can't expand inside your head. It's impossible, but you can on paper. Oh, yeah. And it comes to you. And we also often forget everything. Oh, that was a great experience. A day or two later, it's out of your thing. It did nothing. But when you write about it, you sift through the dirt and grab the gold. There's gold in every situation. And that's all you want to focus on, the gold. The drama, nothing else matters. Did it bring you closer to knowing who you are, to your greater self? And that's the goal of every experience. Don't care about the loss, anything. Whatever happened to you, life is for learning, not playing. You don't want to play. You want
to learn. But sometimes I think we can even play at learning and enjoy the process along the way. Now we're really almost out of time. So how can we get in touch with you? Don't you have a greater self email?
Yes, I do. It's findyourgreaterselfthroughwriting.com.
Well, that's the site. That's the site. But don't you have like info@findyourgreaterself.com as an email?
Yeah.
Info@findyourgreaterself.com.
Get the book. It's very hard to build a positive mindset on your own. It's really hard. It take you decades to learn this. I could give it to you now. And I'm just saying, till you could adopt your own and create your own mindset, use mine. Reread my book over and over again so you don't get the same knee-jerk reaction you do when the experiences come to you, that you always act the same way.
I wanted to say the book is available on Amazon, findyourgreaterself.com, and the easiest way to find it is just do a search on Amazon for Rick Kroll, and that's R-I-C, no K, Rick Kroll, K-R-O-L-L. Thanks for being here today with us and to our listeners. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it, Rick has done it, and you can do it too. See you again next week. This is Hank Eder wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.